It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The New York Times names the Milwaukee restaurant Birch to its annual list of best restaurants in America. The contemporary farm-to-table restaurant was the only one in Wisconsin named to this list. We have executive chef and co-owner Kyle Nall, who was nominated by the James Beard Foundation for Outstanding Chef in the United States last year. You can join this conversation. Call in with a question. Add comments. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Kyle, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What are you thinking about making this list?
Super exciting. The first thing that I thought about was our awesome staff and how excited I am for them and for all the guests that eat at Birch often. And for the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin, just super excited that we got this recognition.
Well, walk us around the restaurant. You know, Birch specializing in cooking with an open fire. What does that look like, and why specialize in an open hearth?
You walk in a restaurant and kind of the first thing you see and smell is this beautiful hearth where the fire is burning. And it's really the only option we have to cook in our restaurant. And it lends us to really cook simplicity and to let the ingredients shine that we buy from local farmers. And it really helps define, you know, our food in general.
Do you have limitations because you need to only cook with a live fire, an open fire?
Sure. I mean, our kind of number one goal is to buy the best produce from the community around us. And so when we buy these amazing vegetables, it lets us keep it simple. We let the vegetables shine. We cook them simply over the fire. We really don't have anything to hide behind except for the amazing, the amazing produce.
Birch's menu is seasonal, regularly changes. What challenges does this present in Wisconsin's, colder winter months when you are trying to source locally?
It's funny. So we opened in the summertime of 2021, and once we got through fall that year, our guests that would come in often, that was a question they asked, like, what are you going to do through the winter? And we luckily have some really great relationships with farmers that sell a good amount of produce through the winter months. And so now I think this will be our third winter to kind of go through. And the last two, we did a really good job of using these root vegetables and being creative, with these items. You know, our menu does change daily. We print it every day, and I'd say something changes on the menu every day. And our goal is to, if guests come in, if a guest came in to eat at Birch last night, many of them would come back next week. And our goal is to let them have a different experience when they come back. And, you know, they might have a same dish, a similar dish, but we want to give them something exciting. The way we look at it is, if it's, a Wednesday night, it could be just a normal Wednesday night dinner. But if we have like asparagus for the first time of the year, that changes kind of a quiet, normal dinner to something exciting.
Asparagus takes the stage, might even take the lead a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we want. We want, we get excited about that. And we want our guests to experience that excitement as well. And, sometimes it kind of goes through to the guest, and sometimes it's just a delicious bite of food for them. But, our goal is to change the menu regularly, which is difficult in the winter, but I think we do a really great job with it. And, but we do stay true to our ideas and our values of buying produce through the winter with, from our local farmers that we know.
You mentioned root vegetables. What are vegetables you enjoy cooking with this time of year?
Kind of that idea of when things happen for the first time in the season. So like right now, we just started to get some squashes. One's called Autumn Frost, and then one's called a Honey Nut Squash. And in my opinion, they have the familiar squash flavor that people are used to, but they're a little sweeter and they have a little more going on than like the average like butternut squash. So like the honey nut squash was actually cultivated to it looks like a butternut, but it's a quarter of the size. And how I explain it to guests is that this vegetable was grown to have more flavor. So if you think about how big a butternut squash is, if you shrink it down, you're really just kind of taking out the water and the things that don't have flavor. So those two things right now are super exciting. But you know, we're starting to have cauliflower and Brussels sprouts. And the cool thing is we still have things like ground cherries, a few tomatoes, a little corn. So this time of year is like truly the split of the seasons and super exciting.
It sounds like a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
How do you choose what recipes to cook at Birch? I mean, what are those conversations like in the kitchen?
You know, we kind of talk when we have new team members start in the kitchen. You know, when you start there, you are given recipes when dishes change for like dressings and sauces and things like that. But we've really talked about it. It's more of like a mindset and a philosophy more than just recipes. Like recipes are guidelines that truly change a good bit. Obviously, there are some things that are like, you know, weighed out perfectly and will never change, like our focaccia, our pasta dough, like our ricotta cheese that we make. But everything else is like really based on taste. And, you know, once you kind of work in our kitchen a good bit, you grow that trust with us. And it's really about the idea of what we're doing and not really a recipe, which makes us, you know, makes it so that we have to stay on top of
Oh, I hope
is
we
great.
didn't. We just had a little bit of a pause there. I'm going to reintroduce you. Kyle Nall, executive chef and owner of the Milwaukee restaurant Birch, the restaurant named to the New York Times' list of best dining spots in America. Call in with a question, share what's on your mind, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We have executive chef Kyle Nall, co-owner of the Milwaukee restaurant Birch. It drew attention from the New York Times' journalists and dining critics. They fanned out across America searching for their 50 favorite restaurants, and Birch is the only one in Wisconsin made the Times' restaurant list. Call in with a question, share your comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Kyle, you worked in restaurants all over the United States, ranging from your hometown of Birmingham, Alabama, to New Orleans, to New York City. Why move to Milwaukee?
So my wife is from here, and we wanted to be in a community where we could raise a family, and you know, that's really kind of it. We've always loved Milwaukee, and we looked at it as an opportunity to put down some roots and yeah, raise a family and be a part of a great community.
And compared to other places, is Wisconsin a welcoming business climate to open and operate a restaurant?
It's truly been incredible. I mean, since we opened 2.5 years ago, it's, you know, our the people that eat at the restaurant often, the people that come in for the first time, just the community in general have been so welcoming, and it's just been truly incredible.
Okay, and this is a personal question. As you co-own Birch with your wife Megan, how do you maintain a work-life balance with both of you involved in the business?
You know, we just had our second child 4 months ago.
Congratulations.
And so that obviously plays a deeper role and a different layer in our relationship. And you know, I think we work really well together, and she plays a large role at home with the kids when I'm at the restaurant and vice versa. But it's truly just a great team effort between both of us.
how does a restaurant owner, you know, stay competitive in a really competitive industry, and at the same time not get burned out? I mean, you're changing a menu every day.
You know, it's all, we just have so much fun, and it's all about, it's what we love. So it makes being at the restaurant, you know, so much and working so much just fun. Like, of course, it gets to be a lot some days, but, you know, I'd say 98% of the time it's just, it's, we're doing what we love. And I feel like we're just so lucky to be able to do that and to have people that receive that and really appreciate it.
Looking more closely at labor, we occasionally talk with restaurant owners about challenges finding and retaining employees. How do you ensure that Birch can financially support its staff?
I mean, honestly, I think getting press that we just got and getting national press, getting local press, finding ways to stay, you know, relative to the community and making sure people see us and hear about us as much as possible, I think is the biggest challenge. You know, we tell each other after we got this recognition from the New York Times that this is not a guarantee of business. It's an opportunity. So our business has really jumped since this article came out. And, you know, it's a great honor. It's a lot of work has paid off for it. But it actually, you know, it actually created more work in terms of, like, now we have to really work hard and show people who are coming in for the first time why we got this recognition, and hopefully prove to them that it's, that we're somewhere to come back to. But I do think it's so important for us to stay relative and keep our name out there. And that's definitely the biggest challenge, is to make sure people are thinking of us when they're thinking about going out to dinner on a Tuesday night or a special occasion.
Workers in the restaurant industry, hospitality industry, they've struggled with stagnant wages and earning a living wage. What could fix this?
When we opened Birch, I had, and I still have high hopes for creative ideas, and I don't know what they are. It's hard to like think about and be creative about ways to evolve and taking care of your employees when mm-hmm. you're in like the kind of the everyday grind. Me personally, it all starts with just taking care of everybody who walks through our door and works for us. You know, if we had someone that was in an accident and was out for about a month and a half, and, you know, I made sure that we paid them through their time off. And it's just important to take care of the people who are already there. But I do think there has to be something that changes in the future. And it can't be just one restaurant. It can't be like four restaurants in Milwaukee are now all like hospitality included. And, you know, where prices for tips are built into the menu cost. I think that's like a way that will change. But it can't be just like four restaurants doing it, because then you kind of stand out and people will choose to go somewhere else. It has to be like a community-wide change. And I don't know what that is. I hope that, you know, we can figure that out in the future, because I think our industry and our employees and our staff deserve to be taken care of. And it's really difficult.
We have the Milwaukee Restaurant Birch, Kyle Nall, the restaurant's co-owner and executive chef. You can join in the conversation. Your questions are welcome at 800-642-1234. Add comments along the way. Email ideas at WPR.org. Kyle, you're also the culinary director at Stonebank Farm near Oconomowoc, and Stonebank Farm played a role in getting you settled in Milwaukee in 2020. How did the farm help you get acquainted with the local food scene?
Sure. So my wife, my mother and father-in-law live in Brookfield, which is like a 15-minute drive from Stonebank Farm. And literally our first day after moving to Wisconsin, they took us out there, and we had a tour of the farm, walked around, and I fell in love completely immediately, and I knew that it was going to play a role in what I do somehow. So I actually started working there, in the heart of like 2020 and 21, when things were still shut down and restaurants weren't really in existence still. And I got to see what there was to offer through the seasons, vegetable wise, got to really connect through the community. And then once I had the opportunity to open Birch, I stayed on board and kept that tie to the farm. And like, for instance, we just raised 26 lambs at the farm that will be served at Birch over the next like 5 months. So it's done a really good job of anchoring me to the agriculture and making sure that like I go out there one day a week. When I go out there, it kind of ties me
It
back
grounds
down.
you. Yes. We only have a few seconds left, but you told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel you plan to open a new pizza place in West Allis. What's up with that?
So we're hoping it would open the springtime next year. It's going to be in a development right next to the West Dallas Farmers Market, and that's actually where we buy like 98% of our produce is from that market. So we had the opportunity to be literally next door to it, and I couldn't say no and wanted to jump on the opportunity to be even closer to that market and to those farmers that we love to support.
I can just see wheelbarrows of fresh produce going into the restaurant and topping the pizza. Oh, Kyle, thank you so much for joining us.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Kyle Nall is executive chef, co-owner of the Milwaukee restaurant Birch. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.